and give him the glory, great things he had done. Great things he had taught us, great things he had done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he had done.
Amen. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, time that you have given us to come together in this place and also online to worship you together, Lord. We thank you for the gift of life, all the blessings that come along with it, and also the burdens and cares that sometimes worry us. We thank you for everything, Lord. It is not something that we deserve to be living in this world, but you gave us this life as a gift, and we pray that your will be done in our lives no matter what happens, Lord. Thank you for giving us the privilege to become your children and to be called your children and come to you and call you Father. Thank you for the presence that you give us today in our midst. We pray that you will help us to lift up your names and glorify your name among us, Lord, and also your people be blessed in our songs we sing and the prayers we make and the meditation of the word we make today. We'll bring an honor and glory to your name, Lord. Bless all the people who gather in your name around the world. Let your presence be there and bless your children during this time of worship. Guide us, Lord, with your Holy Spirit as a church to do your work in this community and around the world, to do it faithfully and with all commitment that you have given us to do. Guide us, Lord, and protect us, Lord, and keep us under your mighty wings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us greet each other in Christian love at this time. If you are able, please stand up and greet each other. Now, please remain seated as the choir will be singing the Lily of the Valley.
I have found a friend in Jesus, he's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. The lily of the valley, in him alone I see all I need to cleanse and make me fully whole. In sorrow he's my comfort, in trouble he's my strength. we care on Him to know. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. All my grief has taken and all my sorrows borne. In temptation He's my strong and mighty tower. I have all for Him forsaken and all my idols torn. From my heart and now He keeps me by His power. Oh, all the world forsake me and Satan tempts me so. Through Jesus I shall safely reach the goal. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He will never, never leave me, nor yet forsake me here. While I live by faith and do His blessed will. I've nothing now to fear. With this man and he, my hungry soul shall fill. He's sweeping at your glory to see His blessed face, where rivers of delight shall ever roll. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul.
If you are able, please stand for the responsive reading, which is taken from Psalm 77. I cry aloud to God, aloud that God may hear me.
In the day of my trouble, I seek the Lord. In the night, my hand is stretched out continually. My soul refuses to be comforted.
I will call to mind the deeds of the Lord. I will remember your wonders of old.
I will meditate on all your work and muse on your mighty deeds.
Your way, O God, is holy.
What God is great, like our God?
You are the God who works wonders. You manifested your might among the peoples.
You redeemed with your arms your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph.
This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. This is our prayer time now as we come together and share our prayers of blessings as well as our concerns together and lift them up to the throne of grace of God. God's promise is that He will answer our prayers according to His time and His will. The regular prayer requests are printed in one of the sheets that you have been given. You can follow that and also use that our regular prayer requests on your regular prayers. Some of the special call-outs that as I mentioned earlier was Miss Lou and family for their comfort and peace during this time of the death of James. James and Lou have been regular members of this church since about 2017, I believe. And they have been regular, and she used to sing in the choir. And James was a quiet guy, used to sit there. His funeral service is going to be here tomorrow at 11 o'clock. And the visitation also will be here from 9 to 11 in the morning. They have an extended family, a large family, so there will be a bunch of people coming from out of state. So that's why we have our sanctuary cleaned and looking right, and also we'll have some food after service that the church is providing tomorrow after the funeral service. So please come and join if you can, and together and support them, the family, during this time of their grief. Please continue to pray for Jack. As you all know that he has not been doing well. Pray also for Linda as she is taking care of him, and also a lot of things that she's stressing out. So please keep both of in our prayers during this time. Also, Eddie Clyde, he is also in a hospice care, in a facility. He's doing very well mentally and alert, and he remembers and talks, but his body is very weak. So we need to pray for him during this time. Let's pray for Carol. Carol could not be here today. She's having some difficulty with her health issues. So please keep Carol in our prayers. And also Jan, Harry is here. Jan is also having some issues with her health, and keep her in our prayers. Bob is out traveling. I'm glad that he was able to fly out there during this time. And he's enjoying his time with his children and grandchildren. He'll be back in a couple of weeks, and please keep him in our prayers. Please continue to pray for Martha. She's had a vacation time. She should be back home today. But keep her in our prayers, as she's also working on to strengthen her body and her legs particularly. Are there any special call-outs? Glad that Penny was able to make it today. She was suffering from some kind of an illness, and she's getting much better. And also pray for Kevin. He's at the back, but he can't. I don't know if he can even talk. He's all congested. Please pray for Kevin's recovery and health.
This past week on the way back from Tifton, I was supposed to see Gene Brown, but his daughter advised me not to because they live on a dirt road with red clay. They had rain for 2 or 3 days. Her husband went out in a four-wheel drive truck and almost didn't make it back in. So she advised me not to try. I talked with him on the phone. He's very weak, but he's still very positive and upbeat.
Yeah, Gene Brown used to be the pastor for a decade or more.
Here, 18 or 19 years ago.
Right.
Gene may know the exact.
Yeah, so he is one of the long-time pastors here. Please keep him in our prayers. I was thinking of having him preach one day, even through Zoom, but I don't know if it's going to work out. He's too weak now, but if God allows, we'll try to arrange that somehow.
Martha, she wanted everybody to pray. She was on vacation. Her doctor called her, and her numbers were up. You know, she had a test, and I said it was okay, but then the doctor called her, and they went back and looked at the radiology report, and she got a nodule down her belly button. So when she gets back, she's going to have a biopsy. And just pray that the cancer has not come back or anything like that.
So okay.
She's real concerned.
Okay. Please pray for Martha. She's going back to the doctor again.
Nancy Patton got asked for prayer last week. She passed away on the 19th.
Who?
Nancy Patton. She had liver.
Oh, okay. Pray for the family. Yeah, the school is about to be open, right? Or is it open already?
August 4th.
Okay, in the next couple of weeks. So a lot of people are traveling. Please keep those who are traveling in our prayers, and also the families of children and the children and teachers as they are preparing to open back the school. It's not an easy thing during this time, particularly with the COVID problems. Let us pray that God will bless us with a blessed new school year, and keep our teachers particularly in our prayers. Their job is very difficult. That's one of the difficult jobs that I know of. But adding to that, with all these new issues, the teachers have to deal with a lot. So let us pray that God will give them the patience and the care. Some of the school districts don't even have teachers. About one quarter or something quit the whole state during this past summer. So they're having a tough time getting teachers as well. So keep our school system in our prayers. Our next generation is very important, and we have to seriously pray about that situation. And let us continue to pray for our country, our president, national leaders, governors of the state, and also our service workers and delivery workers and all those who work behind the scenes, our military, police and fire, putting their lives at risk for protecting us and serving us for in many ways. So let us be thankful for their services and also keep them and their families in our prayers as well. Any more? Any other call outs or requests? If not, let us go to God in prayer and spend a few moments in silent prayer, and I will close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. Jesus said, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to whom he knocks, who knocks, the door will be opened." Loving God, we thank you for this time that you have given us together to come and worship together as your children. Thank you, God, for the gift of life along with all the joys and blessings that you shower upon us every day. Even when we have been unfaithful to you, you have been faithful to us. Only because of our mercies, your mercies and love, that we are not consumed. Help us, Lord, to be always thankful for your grace that you give us to live in this world. We also thank you for the gift of strength and health in our bodies. Even though sometimes we have to go through pain and suffering, you are always there to support us and help us and recover us back, Lord, and guide us in our future. We come before you as broken people in many ways. Some of us are broken in our body and some of us are broken in our spirit and in our souls. Many of us are afraid of various things and also tired in our bodies. But you are the source of all strength and healing, and we come to you for our healing, Lord. Touch all of us with your healing hand at this time, particularly the ones that we lifted up here today by name. Particularly we pray for Miss Lou and her family, as they are grieving at the death of James, who had been a faithful servant of yours who loved the Lord. We pray that your special comfort be upon her and family during this time of grief, as we also prepare for a good send-off service for him tomorrow. Help us, Lord, to lift up your name and also celebrate the life of James, that it will be a blessing for all of us who gather here tomorrow, and make it a safe and blessed time for us. We pray for their families at this time to be comforted. Help us, Lord, to be comfort to them during this time as well. We pray for all of those who are grieving like that at the death of their dear ones, particularly the people who are grieving in Florida because of the building collapse. Many of the 40 bodies have not been found yet. It's a difficult time for them, Lord, but we know that you are there in the midst of all of this. Help them to understand that you are all the source of comfort, and help them to trust in you at this time. And we pray for their comfort and peace. We pray for all of those who are sick in their bodies and those names that we have lifted up here particularly. We pray for Carol and Jan, who are at home resting. We pray for your healing hand to touch them at this time. We pray that you will touch them and heal them and recover them, whatever ailment that they are going through. We also pray for Martha, as she is back from vacation, that we heard that she had to go back to the doctor for some more diagnosis work. We pray for that you will be there and give her a good news that there will not be any more cancer recurrence. We pray for your grace and mercy upon her and also her husband and all the families. We also lift up Jack in your hands as he's in hospice care at home. Bless him with your peace, Lord, during this time. Lord, comfort him with your hope. We pray for Linda as well, as she's struggling a lot of responsibilities that she has to do during this time. Bless them together, Lord, and their family at this time with your peace and comfort. We pray for Eddie as he is also in the hospice care. We pray for your grace and blessing be upon them, upon him. And bless all of those residents there, Lord, with your grace so that they will trust in you. And we pray for Eddie's health and also the people who care for him to be gracious and compassionate and caring and loving. We pray for Gene Brown, as we heard that he is physically weak. Thank you for the many years of service that you have worked him through in through his life, and blessing this church. Help him, Lord, to be at peace, and also give him the comfort and peace, and for his families. We also pray for the Nancy Patton family grieving at the death of their dear one. Pray that your special blessing and comfort and peace also be with them and the families. We pray for all of those who are struggling with various kinds of problems and ailments, and also difficulties in their lives financially, spiritually, and mentally. Many people are struggling. We pray for your special healing hands to touch them, Lord. You are the source of all healing and comfort, and we lift them up to you at this time. You also lift up our nation to your hands, Lord, that you will control the leaders of our nation, particularly our president, all the national leaders in the Congress, and the governors of the states who make decisions on a continual basis. Help them with your wisdom, Lord, that they will make the right decision for your people, and guide them with your wisdom. We also thank you for all the services that we receive from many workers in our military, our police, our fire and service workers, and many other ways people putting their lives at risk every day working to serve us. We are thankful for their service, Lord. At the same time, we pray that you will protect them from harm and give them the grace to continue their work. Be with us today as we worship together, Lord, to worship you in truth and in spirit with all the saints around the world and angels in heaven. Help us, Lord, to do your work in this community faithfully in whatever situations and opportunities that you give us, to use them wisely and timely, and do your work to honor your name and lift up your name. We thank you for everything that you have given us in the past and look forward to your guidance in the future. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now it's the offertory time now. Please join in the offertory as the ushers come. And also, you must have, all of you have gotten a commitment card for the next year. If you have not, it is available with Margaret. Please raise your hand. You can put it in the offering plate or give it to Margaret as well. The scripture says, whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each man should give according to what God has given in his heart, for God loves a cheerful giver. Lord, thank you for this opportunity that you have given us to give back a portion of what you have given us, Lord. Bless this offering of your people that it will be multiplied in plenty to be used for your glory and the glory of your kingdom in this world. Bless us, Lord, as we continue to work for your kingdom through this church, to be faithful in the ministry of giving and also to be available for your work, whatever way you call us to do. Thank you for the opportunity you gave us to give back to your kingdom today. Help us and guide us. We pray for those who are not able to give today. Bless them also with the resources that they need and keep them all under your care and love every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
As we remain standing, let us read the scripture. It is taken from the letter to Colossians by Paul, chapter 4, verses 2 through 6.
Devote yourselves to prayer, be watchful and thankful. And pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. It's a word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of the word that you have given us, Lord, to be life and spirit in us. As we come before your word, humble our spirits and illumine our souls. Whatever you speak to us, Lord, help us to obey that and become a blessing, not only in us, but also to be a blessing to this world through our lives. Be with my mouth and all of our hearts as we meditate on your word. Help us to be humble before you and before your word, so that it will become a spirit and life in our lives. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We continue with the study of prayer, and the Lord's Prayer is what I have been preaching about in the last couple of Sundays. If you have listened to that, all of them, the Lord's Prayer is a very short and sweet prayer that Jesus taught his disciples, and they asked him, Lord, teach us how to pray. Many times we think that some people can pray well, and we usually say that so and so can pray well. And also some people might say that so and so can pray a long prayer. And we used to have somebody, whenever we have a luncheon, somebody would always yell at and say, please don't ask so-and-so to pray, because she would start praying for the food and probably have to wait another 10 minutes before she will stop. So timely prayer and apt prayers are something that we all like to do. But prayer is not about words. Prayer is not about the vocabulary you use. And prayer is something about a heart-to-heart conversation between you and God. In corporate prayer, in public prayer, we have certain things that we have to keep because we have to respect other people's time, situations, and things like that. So that's why we sometimes make it very formal. But those formalities and things do not matter before God. But the Jewish prayers in temples were very formal. And they have to do a certain position. They have to do certain words. They have to do it on a certain time. And Jesus came and turned all of that upside down. And that's why the disciples were confused. Can you teach us how to pray? I mean, you know, we had been trained and taught in this way by the Jewish religion and teachers and church. But you are telling us It doesn't matter where you are, how you are, what direction you have to turn. It does not matter. Even on your sick bed and in your watch nights of time, lying down, struggling to sleep, you can pray. It doesn't matter. Wherever you are, when you can pray when you're driving, you can pray when you are in church, you can pray when you are in school or work or whatever situation you are in, you can pray. It's a heart-to-heart conversation between you and God. So when the disciples asked him, teach us how to pray, he gave him a short, sweet prayer. And we all know that because we recite that prayer, I believe every day, right? Some of you probably. But at least every Sunday when you are here, we have the Lord's Prayer that we recite. The Lord's Prayer is a prayer that Lord Jesus Christ did not pray because he didn't have to pray the prayer that we pray. He taught that prayer for us because he doesn't have any sins to forgive, to be forgiven. So he doesn't have to pray for sins to be forgiven. It is for us to pray that. Even though we call it the Lord's Prayer, it is actually our prayer. The Lord taught us to pray. And just two main components I told you, like giving glory to God in the first part, which says that hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, and thy will be done. That's the first part. And that is all giving glory to God. If you go to God in prayer, asking for something, and requesting something, you have to believe that he is able to fulfill that, right? If you go and ask somebody for money, would you go to a bankrupt guy? You probably wouldn't. A broken guy, somebody who is broke already, knowing that he's broke, you would not ask for money. So you go to somebody for help because you know that that person can help you in whatever way, money or any other kind of help. So you know that you trust in that person will be able to help. So first thing that we need to have that trust in us when we go to God in prayer, we need to realize and recognize that God is able to meet our needs. He's a great God. He's a glorious God. He's almighty and he is able to meet all my needs regardless of what it is. That's the acknowledgement that comes first in our lives. Without that acknowledgement, prayer becomes meaningless. If you go to God in prayers, doubting, can God be able to handle this? If you have a doubt in that, that prayer is going to be meaningless. But God is an almighty and powerful God. And when we go to God in prayer, have that full trust in him, that he is almighty and all-powerful. No matter how afraid and scary and how difficult situation that we are going through, he is a God who is able to see us through regardless of what we are facing. Acknowledge that first. That is what we are doing when we say, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. That is a powerful, powerful statement that we are making when we go to God in prayer. So whenever we, even in our silent prayers, as we go to God in prayer, God, I know that you can handle it. And you are the only one who can handle it. And I trust these prayers in your hands. And that's first part of the prayer that he taught. Then comes the second part where we start with our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our sins or trespasses as we forgive others our trespasses. So that's the second part. For thine is the kingdom, power and glory is not what something that Jesus taught according to the scriptures. It was added on later by the church fathers to close as a closing statement to the prayer. But the part that Jesus taught in our scripture that we read is about giving God his glory and about man and his need, acknowledging our need, saying that give us our daily bread and then forgive us. And we talked about giving us our daily bread, it's our physical needs that we are praying for. And also forgiving us is about our spiritual needs and our spiritual condition that we are acknowledging, that we as human beings need forgiveness. Give us our daily needs. Only man has needs. God does not have any needs. God does not lack anything. He is all-sufficient, all-powerful. But we have needs. And we lack a lot of things. And God is the one who we are going to and asking for us to fill that lack and that needs in our lives. So give us and forgive us is the second part, that we are acknowledging our condition, our physical condition, and also our spiritual condition. and acknowledging the need for God to help us. We need God's help. We cannot live without help from God in this world. That's what we are acknowledging. Our bodily needs and our spiritual needs. Humans, as our physical needs, give us our daily bread that I preached about last Sunday. Today I'm talking about, preaching about the forgiveness. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive our trespass against us. That's a common prayer that you all know, and we pray together. It is acknowledging the need for forgiveness in our sins. What is the forgiveness from? Forgiveness of our sins and our shortcomings and our trespasses. Depending on what kind of church background that you are in, you will see different versions of the Bible that you read. Some of them say, forgive us our trespasses, as we usually follow. And some of them say, forgive us our debts. If you are like the Presbyterian style of worship, they usually use debts. And some of the modern worship and modern translations of the Bible say sin. So in the actual meaning of all of these words, trespasses, debts, or sin, these are all the same thing that we are asking God to forgive us, because the first sin that happened in the Garden of Eden was a trespass. That trespass was that going beyond the realm that God has given the man, Adam and Eve, to be in. They trespassed that boundary and encroached into the boundary where God was or God is. And we read there that they wanted to become like God. They were trespassing into the boundaries of God and His divinity. That is the trespass that created the debt and the guilt, and that's what we call sin. So these are all the same thing, even though we use different terms. We are asking for forgiveness of the same thing. The trespass that we use is because of the tradition that we are in. We use trespass more because we encroach that boundary of God every day in our lives. Then we fall short of God's will in our lives. We are encroaching and trespassing His boundaries. And it creates the problem between us and God, which is called sin. Jesus said that the two verses, we see Jesus focusing on forgiveness. He said, if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So asking for forgiveness to God, Jesus tagged on that with another part to it. It's very easy to go and ask for forgiveness. God is a loving God. He's always there to forgive us. But then we are adding, or He asked us to add another clause to it. As we forgive others our trespasses. So that is dependent on that one clause, if you look at it very closely. The sense of trespassing into someone else's territory, doing damage between the relationship of somebody else. So when we go to God in prayer, that we are asking that as we forgive others, we are asking God, you forgive us. So that is a very powerful statement. When we go to God in prayer, are we bold enough to ask God, God, forgive me as I forgive my brother? In other words, are there anything that you have to take care of to forgive others in this world before you go to God in prayer? Jesus said at one time, when Peter asked him how many times that I should forgive my brother or sister. In Matthew chapter 18 we read that Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to 7 times? Because they have been taught in the Jewish religion that if you somebody has a problem with you, or somebody violates your freedom or right or something, you have to forgive them. And the number that they gave them was 7 times. So you forgive them 7 times, then you can take recourse and action. Go to court or fight him back or whatever. So in the religious teachers usually teach these things, and they were very strong in following this principle. So they will count. Oh, I forgave him 1, 2, 3 and 4th time and 5 time. They can't wait to finish the 7th time because they can get back to him after the 7th. That's what they had in their mind when they said the religious books taught them at that time to forgive others 7 times. So is it really forgiving if you are counting the number of times? And you are counting to wait, I can't wait until it becomes the 8th, because you can't really get back to them. That is not what the meaning of that is. So Jesus gave him an answer saying, I tell you, not 7 times, but 70 times 7. Even now people get confused with that. 70 times 7, so that is, you have 70 times 7 times 7 times, you know, 7 times 70. 70 times 7 is what? Normally it is 490, right? That too, something I get confused, because it's not 490 times Jesus talked about. So in that case, we have to count a little bit more, that 7 into 77. If you have a calculator, it will give you an error. It is 7 times 70. 7 raised to 70, if you know math. That means usually it's a very large number, infinity probably. 7 times 7 times 7 times 70. Continue to multiply that. Even that's not what Jesus meant. He said, even if you have 7 raised to 70, a large number, that is not what the meaning of that is. Forgive others multiple times, many times as much as you can, as much as you can live here. Because we are to forgive others as God has forgiven us. If God has not forgiven us, or is not forgiving to us on a daily basis, we will not be living here. But every day, we commit sin against God. We go against His will. We go against His plan every day and break and trespass into His domain and His territory, taking things on our own and working against His will. But because of His continuous grace and mercy and forgiveness every day, and it never ends, that's the kind of forgiveness that Jesus is teaching when we say, forgive us as we forgive others. There is no limit to forgiveness. The same thing as there is no limit to love. We are indebted to others by love all the time and by forgiveness. So that is the kind of forgiveness that Jesus was talking about. And also he told Peter, when he asked him how many times to forgive, and he told him 70 times 7, or 7 times 70, he told him about a parable where there was a landlord who forgave somebody a large sum of money that he owed, and he forgave him, and he was very happy. And the landlord was very merciful to him. That's why he forgave him completely and set him free. But when he came out after that, and on the street, on the way home, so happy because his debt is forgiven, he saw one of his neighbors who owed him some little money. And then his fellow servant, he grabbed him and asked him for his money, and he did not have money to pay. We read that in Matthew chapter 18 as a little parable. And then he choked him and forced him to pay in ways of his family and his wife, as that's what they used to do at that time. So one who has been forgiven a large debt of money, who was happy, came and saw a person who owed him a little amount of money, did not show that mercy to that guy, to that neighbor. Jesus said, would the Heavenly Father forgive you if you don't forgive others? Because you have been forgiven much. You have been forgiven so much that if you refuse to forgive a little to your brothers and sisters, how can the Father in heaven forgive you? So here Jesus teaches clearly that God forgives so that we can forgive others as well. God shows His mercy to us so that we can show mercy to others. God God shows love to us on a daily basis because we can show that love to others. In Proverbs 20, we read that do not repay evil for evil. Wait for the Lord to handle the matter. He is righteous judge who knows everything about both sides of the matter. God is a good God who is a just God. So forgive others because God has forgiven us so much. This, the story of the prodigal son, we know that when the son came back, the father accepted him without any questions, forgiving him for everything that he has done and received him back as his own child. And that is what we ought to do. No matter what somebody has done to you, we are asked to forgive. One of the stories always that I have written down, it's an actual story that happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma, several years ago. It was in the paper. I usually cut these things and keep it, some of these wonderful stories that come out. Tom McGee was a young man who one day started out partying at night and got drunk and drove on the road under influence. And he crashed into another person, a young guy who was actually going to work, and killed him instantly by the name Ted Morris. So Tom was arrested, and this was not his first DUI arrest, DUI charges, so second or third, so he had to serve a few months in jail, and then he got out, but he went back to drinking again. So he was arrested and put back in prison for a longer time. During this time, Ted Morris, who was killed, his parents were in the prison ministry. And they found this young man who killed their own son in the prison, who has been sentenced for over 10 years because it's a repeated offense. If it's a repeated offender, what's the kind of feeling come to your mind? If it is a repeated offender, we probably think that he deserves it, right? Sometimes I think that way. He needs to learn his lesson, serve his time. But that's not what these parents did who lost their son. They started taking cookies and baking cookies for him for his birthday and started talking to him even though they were grieved at the death of their dear son. They started loving this man, this young man who has been troubled and in jail. So eventually when they started going and visiting him during this ministry, they continued to talk to him and also started loving him so much. And they started taking care of him. And after 7 or 8 years, this happened, he was released from prison. And by that time, he had no family to go to. His close families moved away from that state, and he didn't know where to go to. And knowing that, this couple went to the authorities and told them that they will take him to their home. It's a real story that came in the newspaper. Would you believe that somebody who killed your son, who was a repeated offender, who spent time in jail, finally found himself to be back in the same home of the parents who took care of him for the rest of their life. Not only that, it did not end there. After about 3 years, they filed papers to adopt him as their son. What a great lesson of forgiveness that we can learn from this. It not only changed their lives, but also changed the life of a young man forever. That's the kind of forgiveness that God is asking us to do. Forgiveness is an act of faith. It is not just an emotional forgiveness, it is an act of faith. Trusting in that, I will take whatever it comes to restore that relationship. Because God takes every day that kind of trust in us to take us back. So let us, as we go from this place, and we pray that prayer, forgive us, Lord, as we forgive others. Let us be honest in our actions, in our words, and put that in our actions to forgive others. No matter how much they have given us harm, we ought to forgive others. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place to be faithful in forgiving others. In Jesus' name, amen. The closing hymn is I Need Thee Every Hour. If you are able, please stand.
I need Thee every hour, most gracious Lord. Tender words like Thine can peace afford. I need Thee, oh I need Thee, every hour I need Thee. Bless me now, my Savior, I come to Thee. I need Thee every hour, stay Thou nearby. Temptations lose their power when Thou art nigh. I need need Thee, every hour I need Thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to Thee. I need Thee every hour, in joy or pain. Come quickly and abide. Life is vain. I need Thee, oh I need Thee, every hour I need Thee. Oh bless me now, my Savior, I come to Thee. I need Thee every hour, most holy One. Oh, make me Thine indeed, Thou blessed Son. I need Thee, oh, I need Thee, every hour I need Thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come.
People of God, as we go from this place, know that God has forgiven everything that we have ever done through Jesus Christ. And pray that God will give us the grace to forgive others limitless, without any boundaries. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.